Let's talk about Brittany Griner. Okay, Brittany Griner, you know, she was sentenced to 9 years in prison, in a Russian prison, for less than a gram of vape oil. First of all, if she had a man traveling with her, she wouldn't have been locked up, because he would have saw that and he would have called it on her. Hey, are you sure you want to pack that in your suitcase? Because we out here in Russia. And, you know, I don't get it. I don't get why black folks think everywhere else they don't hate you just the same as they hate you here. I don't get that. They hate you more than they hate white Americans. They do hate white Americans, but they hate you more, and they're waiting and they're wishing for you to slip up on one of their little laws so they can give you the maximum, because that's basically what they gave her, was the maximum. But if she had a man there with her, man would have questioned her. Man would have got on her about that. Man would have kept her in check, basically. I'm not rolling with you if you're gonna, you know, do these things. It's just like if I went to Amsterdam and, you know, they do a lot of drinking and smoking and whatnot. They got weed restaurants and all kinds of brothels, all kinds of stuff. You can buy all kinds of women, you know, all kinds of things going on here. But then you want to bring that back with you, that's a whole different thing. If it was a man, he would have probably brought more than a half that gram. If he was gonna, you know, or less than that gram, he would have brought back pounds. It would have been pounds. It would have been pounds if he was gonna really try to smuggle all that in. Because we understand as men that we're gonna be held accountable. It's just not worth it. It's not worth bringing 1 gram, and it's not worth bringing 10, 20, all these pounds, you know, through their customs into their country or out of their country or whatever. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. It's just like if you're going to get the death penalty, why I'm going to kill one cop, I might as well keep shooting more cops. I've already killed one. That's an automatic death penalty, you know. I might as well kill another. That's how guys think. Girls don't think that way. Girls, they have, you know, especially American Western women, they think in a way where they're entitled. You're not entitled to a phone call outside of the U.S. And that's not even an entitlement, you know, thing. That's just that's a cultural thing. Because how are you going to get your lawyer? How are you going to speak to your lawyer? How are you going to do all these, you know, rights that, you know, how are they going to uphold some of these rights? You know, how are you going to exercise some of these rights if you don't communicate? And plus, it take everything away from you anyway. So how are you going to communicate with counsel? So that's a cultural thing. You don't get a phone call. You don't have any rights. It's, you know, they think you have human rights everywhere. No, it's not. Some people, you, violence can, you know, can be brought forth to you. It can be brought forth to your doorstep. There's some countries, they don't care if you man or woman. They'll treat you exactly the same as everybody else, or even worse, because you're American. And, you know, people in that, especially Russia, you know, Snowden's in Russia. He's a traitor. He can't come back. He's in Russia, okay? He's in Russia. There are people that hate America, like they hate America. And then there's people who hate black people. They don't care where it's from. That, you know, they don't care where they're from. And then you have, you know, black people that want to go to these these countries that do not reflect them. I don't understand that. When there's plenty of countries that reflect black people, they have a black section or something in the whole country somewhere. And I do not mean from another country. I don't mean these. This is, we, you know, like what they were doing in China when coronavirus was heavy, kicking the, you know, the black folk out and tell them they got to go because they telling them they responsible for COVID. I mean, the country is black, like Barbados, like Haiti. You can even go to South America, Brazil, Chile. Why would you want to go to Cancun, Mexico? They don't like black people. They've made it obvious, and they've made that obvious. Why would you want to go to, China or even Asia, any part of Asia? Why would you want to do that as a black person? There's plenty of countries in Africa. You might as well have just stayed here. To tell you the truth, I want to go to the United Kingdom. You might as well just have stayed here. I want to go to Canada. You might as well just stay here. That ain't nothing special. But you go to these countries, you go Afghanistan. This is what I have in my head. One is that Brittany Griner went to Afghanistan. Okay? Because, you know, you got to know the politics before you go to these countries. You got to go know the politics before you cross the state line. You can see it more on the highway than you can, you know, here than you can somewhere else. Foreign country, they're not going to tell you nothing. But one of them, she went to Afghanistan. Let's just say she went to Afghanistan. She would have to wear a hijab. She'd have to wear a head cover. She would have to cover up. You cannot, we don't believe in all that gay stuff. So you can't be gay over here. I don't know if they would approach her about that, knowing they have TV and, you know, the world is smaller than it used to be. And they know, hey, this is Brittany Griner. And then, you know, she does something or says something. And then she ends up, you know, worse than she is now. Like Otto, when he went to, I think it was South or North Korea. I forget which one is the bad one. I think it's South Korea. No, it's North Korea. And where they're not dealing with that. When she does something, she says something, and then, you know, that's the American entitlement right there. You can't do and just say anything in these foreign countries. They'll try to bury you for it, especially if you're American. And then you black on top of that, you're a black American, you're a special type of human being. They don't want you there. That's really what it is. I don't understand why black people do not understand that, especially black women. They don't want you either. Oh, I want to divest and go off with the white man. The white man is just using you for sex. They don't really want you. They're not going to marry you. Then you have to look back in the mirror. And then you don't like what you see. And then you go on to, you know, depression. Or you go on to the next extreme. But you can't be fooled like that. Slavery was worldwide. There are cultural things being done everywhere that was against black people. What they put on television is not even the half of it. If they showed everything, absolutely everything, you couldn't even put out the movie. The motion picture, you know, rating association wouldn't even be able to put it out or put a letter on it. It wouldn't be able to show it in theaters. It would probably be illegal materials at that point because it was just so sick. So you have to understand that when you go to these foreign countries, you know, and she went there for business to play ball. She went there to play ball, play basketball. Okay. She went there to play basketball. Fine. A lot of WNBA players do that. You know, but you're dealing with Russia. You're dealing with Russia. Russia threw out their own people in the Olympics, basically. I think the Olympic committee said a ban. Yeah. And some of their own people they've thrown out. Saying, we don't want you to represent us. So what does that tell you about the country? What does that tell you about their politics? It's not like over here where you can be inclusive. All that stuff don't fly over there. That female privilege don't fly over there. None of that flies over there. That woke stuff don't fly over there. You can't get away with stuff. You go ahead and slap a man over there. You get slapped back. Or worse. It don't work like that in some of these countries. Some of these countries are more brutal than the United States. And the United States is not innocent when it comes to brutality. I mean, but look at the animal that you're dealing with. You know, you gotta look at that. You know, Brittany Griner is a lesbian. She has a wife. You know, yeah. She had a wife before that one. They were beating the hell out of each other. Had to divorce her. And actually, she become one of the first lesbians, first gay person to actually get on child support. That's crazy. Or the first lesbian to get on child support. And that child support's going to be backed up. If she stays over there for 9 more years, I don't know what they're going to do over here about that, but I doubt they're going to arrest her like that. But then you do, you be back. They even let you get up 9 years. They sending the feds. They sending all kind of stuff. But she's a lesbian. And, you know, the world ain't like here. I say, if you want to marry a horse, come to the United States. You know, if you tired of people, you know, dancing in the video, you know, being on the show, you know, come to the United States, you know. You know? If you want to do all that, come here. Don't go over there. And some of that stuff, they don't let you do over here, but they'll let you do it over there. And if whatever you get, you get. That's another thing. If you... I'm not going into that, but yeah, if you start doing that, you get what you get. You know? There's plenty of places around here. But everybody's not going to accept that. Everybody's not going to accept that. And especially you putting that, you wearing that on your sleeve, you know, and all this other stuff. Everybody's not. Even when those reporters, some of those female NBC, CBS, MSNBC, all the reporters, ABC, they go over to see what's going on in Iraq. You know, what's going on with this war on terror. They had to wear the hijab. They had to not get kidnapped, basically. And conform to the religious laws and the religious, doctrine that they have over there. Do not diss Muhammad. Do not, you know, act this way. Keep your head down. Do not look this man in the eye. Do not. And for some, they didn't like that. For others, it's a part of the culture. You can't just go off and just react everywhere. So there's a certain type of privilege that, you know, people need to forget about. If you're going to another, if you're going to the UK, Canada, or somewhere where it's just in the West and they're just another America, basically. You could have those kind of attitudes, but if you're going somewhere where America is hated, and you should know if America is hated or not, you should act accordingly. In Rome, you do what the Romans do. And black people need to quit going to these places where they just strictly hate you. They got ASAP Rocky out of Italy. I think it was ASAP Rocky. Yeah, ASAP Rocky out of Italy. And all these people out of these damn foreign countries. It wouldn't be... You'd be on your best behavior. And plus, especially in a country where they let you sell pussy and you know, and drink all kinds of illegal stuff that you can't drink over here and smoke, you know, big time reefer and cocaine and all this, and they don't care. But they ask you, please don't do this, and you do it anyway. Russia, there was a black woman. They arrested her because she even made a video in front of a statue. So they arrested her, a black girl, a black woman, for even making fun of a statue. So that should tell you their politics. Especially when it comes to black people. And then you're gay on top of that. You need to tone that down until you come back here. Then you can do all that. But it's just, it's amazing to me, the silliness of the American woman. You see this file. Because I ain't going to act like it. I'm not going to act like it ain't when it is. The silliness of the American woman. I'm not going to act like I don't see that file or see something about to happen. And then, oh, turn around and just act like it's not there. No, I'm going to say... we need to move from here. We need to make a move. We need to do something. We need to get away. We need to go left. They right, we need to go left. They behind us, we need to go somewhere else. When you go up in these stores, I don't know why you got black women that go up in the store. They go up in the store. And this all relates to Brittany Griner being locked up. They go in these Asian stores and they go in these stores where they don't like black people. It's black women in the store. After black men have already confirmed and told them, hey, they don't like black people. Do not shop at this store. And they continue to shop and spend money. Then when they get locked in the store, they get beat or something like that. They want the black man to come and save them. It doesn't work like that. We already told you. That's a part of our protection right there. If we have protection, we need to have authority. We telling you, hey, do not go in that pit of fire, and you go in the pit of fire anyway, then you're like, ah, it burns. Get me out of the fire. No, you don't got your happy ass in the fire. You gonna have to get your happy ass out the fire. Because we already told your ass, that fire, it burns. Get away from it. We're going this way. Because a man would have checked or double checked or said something about that vape being in there. Or possibly, you know, I don't know what they do at the airports, because I'll probably never fly. But it's a possibility she could have just smoked the rest of it and then, you know, and then threw it away. Because you know you can't bring certain things on the plane. If they, you know, America, they see the toothpaste or whatever, a certain amount, they think in plastic explosives. That's why, you know, the underwear bomber, yeah, he basically ruined it. Just as well as, you know, September 11 ruined, you know, the airport business or the aviation business. They ran out of pilots, basically. And it's, the bar is high anyway. But it's been a possibility that she could have done this or she could have done that. But if, you know, see, this is my thing. If I know something, I'm going to say something. I don't know. Or if I don't know, I would say, are you sure you need to be packing that? You know. Or we would have already been packed the day before. Just have to take the bags out. Just watching her back and making sure we all get on this plane and we all come back. It's the same thing with driving. If I'm driving and you don't got your seatbelt on, I'm going to tell you, hey, put your seatbelt on. When I see danger, I'm going to say, you know, either we need to get away or you need to get away or whatever the case may be, I'm going to instruct you on what to do. But Brittany Griner, she's traveling by herself. She's rushing. She packed it by mistake. There's some things you go back for. But I believe this situation could have been avoided. It could have been avoided. But that's only half of the situation. Now she got herself in a situation where she either Biden is going to come get her or she going to have to serve them 9 years or some kind of variation. But I tell you this, those 9 years, because this is the whole world. There's only like maybe a few places where you might see a woman's prison be just god awful. But I doubt that she's gonna spend her time in prison doing hard labor or having to deal with things that they deal with in the male prison. I doubt it. She's, what is she, 6'9"? What man is going to do anything to her unless they have some weapons or something, but she's 6'9". No, another woman is definitely not going to do anything to her. Just her standing there. That's intimidating. That's going to be intimidating. But their foreign prisons are not run the same way. And then the male and the female side is not run the same way either. Just, you know, that's why we have more people in prison than anybody else. We predicate violence more than anybody else. And that's not by no damn accident either. It's a social issue thing, but it's also a big governmental issue because you actually have, it's not like the cops are pulling up to murder after murder after murder after murder, assault after assault after assault after assault. And they're not participating in the numbers of that as well. They are. So on every, you know, we perpetuate more violence than anybody else. We perpetuate more incarcerations than anybody else. Then you have the other half of it. you know, we have freest country, but who's going to pay for it? So you have to get fined, you have to get ticket, you know, take somebody to jail, they get fined, they get released, or they have bail, or they get a post bond and they get out. Where does that money go to? It goes to the government. So it's also, it's a social thing, but it's a governmental thing too that they're doing. So they're both perpetuating violence. Actually, I think the government's perpetuating more violence than we're perpetuating violence, which is, then you got all these dysfunctional things going on. But I doubt that her time is going to be hard, or even hard labor. It's going to be hard away from her family. Yeah. Because at this point, we don't know who's going to come and get her. They say they want to swap some crazy man for her. And a government thing is not worth it. Because this guy's a threat. He's a threat to national security. He's a threat. He's a threat to the nation. Why would they release him for her? Even if LeBron James is up there, why would they even consider that? And, you know, LeBron James went to Dubai. You know what they do in Dubai. And he still, you know, came back with his wife, Savannah. Him and his wife went over there. He came back. He was on his best behavior because he knows the world is bigger than us. And we don't just have to worry about the Klan, per se, or the Phantom Clan, because, you know, they don't wear their sheets anymore. We got to worry about some other folk, some European clan people, you know, some other white supremacist people that will try to set us up. Or you might have been wrong. You went 5 over the speed limit. You went 5 over the speed limit. You get pulled in a foreign country, and they give you 10 years. They give you 10 years for going over 5 over the speed limit. You never know. You never know. And plus, you're actually safer. Yeah, you're actually safer in a country where the people look like you. Black people are actually safer there than you going off to a country where you see people who don't look like you. Because people are going to leave you alone. That's number one. Number two, most likely you get fair treatment. But, you know, they comparing LeBron and Brittany Griner and all this other stuff. Do all women have a silly disposition, a very silly disposition with danger? You see it all the time. They want to fight men. They're delusional is what you call it. They want to fight men. They want to fight big defensive linemen type dudes in the airport, you know, and whatnot. And all kind of stuff, and thinking he just supposed to let that go. He didn't. He could have, but he didn't. So, and you know, it's just very delusional, a very delusional disposition that these American women have. They go over there and then they try to finesse them dudes. Will kill you. They will chop off your head. You don't know you playing with these people. They go crazy. That's the biggest thing. Like, these people crazy. These people are crazy. They gave her 9 years, almost the maximum. They said they want 9.5. And they said, well, I'll give you 9 years. Like, what? She done served a half? I wouldn't think it would end like this. But it's not over, though. But, just a very silly disposition. They'll go up. I believe an American will go up into the woods and slap a grizzly bear
and walk off like the Grizzly Bear ain't gonna do nothing. I believe that's what they think. The world don't work like that at all. Men, we understand violence. We understand accountability. We understand these things. You know, I think Tory Lanez got caught with the weed, which is very stupid. I agree, that's very stupid. He got caught here in customs with weed. But he from Canada. But he's still free, though. I think he's free. Or he's in post bond. Yeah, he's free. Yeah, he's free. But he understands, since he brought that in, he can't say nothing about it. You know, he just got to take down the chin. He understood what could happen if he got caught. I don't think American women have that realization. And plus, men are not agreeable anyway. So you tell me to be there at 10, forget you, I'll be there at 11. You know, that's how men operate. Nine times out of 10. A man say he gonna do something, he gonna do it. It don't matter what, who say what about it. Women, well, American women are kind of the same, but they don't want to take the accountability. Now, we know that Brittany Griner said she gave her speech or whatever, and this and that, whatever. You know, we know this. We know this. But she's being put in a position where she has to. Most women from here, they're not. That's why the media here, they keep perpetuating, oh, she was wrongly detained. We don't know that. And they're not going to give that information up because this is not America. This is not America. That's what you have to realize. You're not in Kansas anymore. Okay? You go ahead and try to finesse somebody and they get you, or they finesse you back or something like that. You can't call up 911 and say, hey, I want this and that arrested. They're going to look at you crazy. Or they just might not show up. Or they just might laugh you off the phone. All the stuff they're doing over here. But yeah. And then that's one of their stars. That's one of their stars of the WNBA. They're talking about the money to be made. The WNBA hasn't made a profit in its existence. They haven't made a profit at all. Players might be making money or whatever, but the organization has never made a profit. So that's why they go over there overseas and make that money. But some of them are European stars, like Cambridge, or whatever, however you pronounce her name, you know, the big girl. I mean, she's like 6'9 or 6'8. Something like that. Okay. I think she's from Australia. They got bigs over there, but not many, but that's like the stars of their league, and then she's a star of the league, so, and then she's going up for 9 years. But I bet you if she does that 9 years, she could come back like ain't nothing. It's not that competitive. She could be 50 and still play in the WNBA if she wanted to. She could be 60 and still play in the WNBA if she wanted to. It's not that competitive.